Goblin Halloween Special.
The best part about we need to explain this.
Okay, yes, Brad. It's podgoblin.com. Hey, it's the Halloween special continuing, hour number two. Yes, Brad.
This is not just an intro. This is not just something that we pulled up off of the internet and are playing for your listening pleasure and enjoyment. This is a unique mix by
By Chunga and Spinari.
By Chunga and Spinari.
All of the that's all said. The Oingo Boingo was another one that we did to start the show.
Still my favorite start of...
I am on a quest, ever. Brad. I'm on an absolute quest because the end audience that was so good to every single person here in this room and to the Ghost Investigator Society, all the people that gave us so much, I'm trying to convert them to electronic dance music. I'm trying to convert everybody to EDM. And I think it's kind of scary. They don't know what it is. They don't understand where if they would just listen to it, they'd go, oh my gosh, this is Depeche Mode. It's Erasure. It's Flock of Seagulls. It's all the stuff that I love.
And you're hearing it everywhere you go. If anybody listening to this type of music right now, you're probably moving. You're probably enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it's the same music that is being piped into major big box retailers at this point. It's that big right now.
It hasn't hit Utah yet, but it's all over the country. It's all over
everywhere.
The world. And it is, when it gets here, it's going to be stomping on everybody like a really pissed off giant. A lot of people don't understand what this is all about, but these festivals, there's a festival in Las Vegas that books 500,000 people.
And that festival.
A million people. Oh, hold on one second.
That festival is not just in Las Vegas. That festival is in 17 different locations around the world.
That's true.
Doing 500,000 to 800,000 people per festival.
And I want to give a shout out to a couple of people, if that's okay. Speaking of electronic dance music, got to give a shout out to our buddy Finn.
Finn Bjornsson.
Yeah, Finn Bjornsson, who works with Late Night Alumni, who's an amazing outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're outstanding. I know Finn's checking in right now. He also works with Cascade.
Mindy Gladhill and Cascade. That's right. She's got a gig tonight down in Utah County.
I think they are checking in, actually. I don't know if they're going to be calling it, but maybe we could get Mindy to call in.
I spoke with Mindy earlier today, and she said, oh, and by the way, if I don't make it, tell Chunga hi.
Okay. Well, I love Mindy Gladhill. She's got one of the most perfect voices. If you haven't heard any of Mindy Gladhill's stuff, go check her out. And if you haven't heard Late Night Alumni, go check them out.
And a brand new album from Mindy out, I think, this week sometime.
Yep, for sure. And I am convinced that one of these times, I'm going to have Mindy come to one of my shows and just walk out, and we're going to do a little number.
And we're working on stuff like that. Hey, we are working on stuff.
No, I know we are. It's going to be fantastic. So, okay, now listen, we got a bunch of stuff that we got to get here. I'm trying to get to this. I've screwed something up.
No, you just need to hit play.
Oh, I just need to hit play.
Wah, wah.
Been doing this for a while.
Yeah, the button's in a different place.
Well, you know, it's if you guys could see what we were doing here, you would be amazed at how good it sounds.
So,
Well, that's exactly it, yeah.
So it seems like half the show is happening with us and on the phones, but from what Spinari says, half the show is happening online.
Yes, Spinari, Thug Life has been over here. He has not been on the microphone very much because he's been so busy. Okay, so Spinari, what are people saying online? Now, I guess the calls have been coming in like just mad.
Yeah.
They've been coming in on social media. So what are people saying?
One person just said, I'm dancing around in my house. Great opening.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Oingo, oingo. We always love.
Sure.
About Kenny masturbating.
Yeah.
We got one. I'm sure Kenny was 25, not 12 or 13.
Yeah. Kenny lived with his parents till he was about 25.
Yeah.
We also got another 32. One. Can we hear about the three grandmas?
Oh, yeah. See, we are starting the ghost story episode.
I'm not taking requests tonight. This isn't like the greatest hits. I'll share it later.
I do think the three grandmas, I think we should kick off the ghost stories with, because so many people haven't heard it. They've heard us reference it, but they haven't heard the actual story. Can I just tell you, I almost killed Chad one morning because he came for Halloween, he came into the studio at like 5 o'clock in the morning as one of the three grandmas.
I still have this picture. I have the picture of him.
I've never come so close to kicking somebody's ass and then not done it. Because he scared me half to death, you know, at that time of the morning. Okay, so what else are people saying, Spinari?
Becca just said it's great to listen to you guys again. Thanks so much.
Aww. Nice. Thanks, Becca. Aww. Thanks for checking in.
Ryan said at the age of 8, the changeling scared the crap out of him.
Okay, that's okay, another
so
vote,
it's a vote
for
the changeling. Absolutely. Yes, okay, keep going, Spinari. Give us a bunch more.
We got three more votes for The Conjuring.
Of course.
Three more for The Conjuring. Wow. Holy
cow. Have I counted those? I feel like I've counted one of those.
I think you might have counted
two. No, you counted
them.
You counted those.
Yeah.
Those have been counted already.
And then Angela said, awesome. I've been to all your gigs, Chunga. You rock.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Another one for The Exorcist.
Okay.
Another vote for The Exorcist. What else?
Let's see here.
Was Angela in Utah or was she somewhere else? Did she say?
Utah.
Okay.
And then we got, let's see here.
You're scrolling through.
Yep.
There's a lot of people
There's
listening.
There's a ton of people. Allison Fairbanks just said, oh, Lord.
I figured
that was during the masturbation part. Yeah, and then another person just put three periods, just dot dot dot.
Wait, because they were
about your story
about Kenny's story.
I thought it was about the first three girlfriends.
While Spinari's getting some of those put together here, you can give us a call. The phones, they're loaded, but rest assured, we will get to you. 801-430-9564. That's 801-430-9564 or 801-783-2249. 801-783-2249. This is podgoblin.com. We're going to be doing this for quite a while. We have actually no time limit for stopping.
We don't.
We plan on a 3-hour show, but we could go longer.
Are we taking scary stories now as well as the horror movie votes?
Yeah, we're going to double them up right now so people can basically say, look, this is the scariest movie of all time. We're going to keep that going as kind of a thread through the entire show.
And then obviously on Twitter and Facebook, we'll take your votes as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Podgoblin Halloween special rolls on with Mr. Kenny D and his three grandmas right now. And by the way, we are going to be playing the soundtrack to The Haunted Mansion. This is one of those, you would be surprised at how many people have hit me up on Facebook and Twitter saying, please do that this year. Are you guys please going to do? Jess, you got a ton of people. I had Jess call and wake me up one day saying, hey, what is this?
Wake me up.
Yeah, she calls it 2:30 in the afternoon.
What time was it?
Wakes him up. It was like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, 2 in the afternoon.
Life of a DJ.
Yeah, I thought about it like 7 in the morning. It's awesome. So, but we will be playing. In fact, I'm going to give you guys your choice. So when you call in, scary movie, ghost story, and do you want to hear the Haunted Mansion Holiday soundtrack? Now, this is the ride at Disneyland. This is an unprecedented thing. We're giving you the entire ride from start to finish.
Yay.
We can do the traditional Haunted Mansion, which is the one that came out in the 60s with, you know, the standard ride. Or we can do the one with the Nightmare Before Christmas kind of layover with Jack Skellington and the Christmas stuff and all those goodies. So you can vote. We'll let you vote. And then the winner, when we get ready to play it, we'll play that one.
I had the original on vinyl.
Yeah.
What would that be worth today?
It would probably be worth a lot, except for there's one problem. They issued I think it was a 35th anniversary commemorative box set, and they started reissuing the vinyl.
So
the original, unless it's in like unopened condition, probably wouldn't be worth much.
Yeah,
because everybody has it now. I've got it upstairs, but it's a reissue. It's not the original. And do you know who the little boy is in that? The teenage boy. Do you have any idea who it is?
Kurt Russell?
Ronnie Howard.
Ron
Howard from the Andy Griffith Show. Huh. Yeah. Okay, moving right along here. We do want your ghost stories again. The number's to call 801-430-9564, 801-430-9564, 801-783-2249.
I will say that The Conjuring is in a clear lead. Changeling, The Exorcist, and Poltergeist each have 2 votes. So make your vote count, people.
The Changeling only has 2.
Only 2.
I'm kind of surprised.
Huh.
We did have calls just backed up. We have lost some of you, so feel free to call back.
Yeah, call back.
We do have some people waiting. Hang tight. We're going to get to you right after we get the story about the three grandmas.
Oh, you know, I feel like other people are more important than
this. You know what? We've got to prime the pump, Kenny.
Well, wait. They are, but we still want to hear the story.
We've got to prime the pump. Now, this is a story that you told on the radio station years ago.
Indeed.
And I was telling these haunted old mill stories, which everybody loved to hear every single year, and they'd get really, really freaked out by them, and we may talk about those a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling the story about how I got locked in a stairwell for like 3 hours, and it was absolutely terrifying, and my batteries on my radio wouldn't work, and we reached kind of, Brendan and I were talking about this, and we were playing EVPs, and we're going to do that a little bit later tonight, too. By the way, people are asking, are you going to be playing EVPs? Yes, we are going to be playing EVPs a little bit later on tonight.
What? You have EVPs?
We do have EVPs.
Imagine that.
And they're
are they original? What?
They're actually our EVPs.
Oh, imagine us playing our own EVPs.
Oh, the ones that you own.
Yeah.
They're, you know, I guess imitation is the highest form of flattery.
True.
But rest assured, if you're not hearing,
still is a felony.
Well, imitation is one thing, but full blown theft is another.
Yeah,
and you know,
but you'll be hearing original EVPs later in the.
I mean, there's. Oh, don't even get me started.
So there we are in the studio.
Let me just say this: you're a bitch. You know who you are.
Family friendly.
And when I see you, I'm gonna cave your effing face.
Family friendly.
This took a turn.
Friendly face.
I've never wanted to kick a guy's ass so bad.
Get Chunga a puppy.
So okay, quick, here we go.
Or grandma number 2.
You fat loser, son of a.
Family friendly.
Okay.
I'm going to pull that card the whole show.
And you think I'm mad? You should have heard Brendan. He goes, that guy actually tried to call me his friend. He goes, I hate that guy. I've always hated that guy.
It was a little worse than that.
It was,
but again, family friendly.
There were F-bombs.
Yeah, a few.
All right. So anyway, so moving along. So as we're telling this story.
I don't swear.
And as we're playing EVPs, Kenny says, we hit a pause in the conversation, Brendan and I. And Kenny says this.
No, Chad was there too.
Chad was there. That's right. Chad was there. And Kenny, there was a pause. Okay.
And you shouldn't pause in radio. I mean, that's just bad air.
And when there was a pause, Kenny goes, have you heard the one about the three grandmas? And there was this pause. I was like, By the way,
that's my 8 a.m. voice.
I'm sorry.
Have I told you guys about the three grandmas?
I'm sorry,
like
what?
NPR.
It was weird. It was like birds stopped chirping outside. Traffic came to a complete halt.
You guys looked at me like I was nuts.
An old lady walking outside stopped and turned towards the radio station. It's, like, what?
Yeah, ew.
The whole world stopped for a minute. Have you heard the one about the three grandmas?
Well, yeah, because immediately your mind's just like, where could this possibly go?
I'm sorry, Kenny. What? The three grandmas. No, Kenny, we haven't heard the story about the three grandmas. I'll tell you.
I feel like we should just leave people in suspense right now. Yeah, and we should just move on with everyone else's stories.
I will say it better be damn good after that.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
No, people paid now. Remember, this is part of our Indiegogo campaign.
We have to go hunting for the three grandmas.
I'm so sorry,
people. When we did that, it's kind of a joke, and then people actually bought it. Kenny called me and goes, I think they died. I think the three grandmas died. I don't know that we can find them anymore, dude. I don't know.
No, I think it was they moved.
No, I think they're dead. They're old.
Okay, so tell us the story about the three grandmas.
All right, so where I was raised, it's in Davis County. And Davis County has urban legends and cool stuff to see at night all over the place.
Yeah.
But the best thing to see, and I saw this when I was 21 years old, are three grandmas that drive around at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, mind you. What's 3 in the morning?
The grandma hour.
The grandma hour. Yeah.
The witching hour. They call it the witching hour.
The witching hour.
Right.
So every single night, these grandmas drive around in a beat-up old white station wagon, sitting single file.
Yeah.
Their seats are covered in sheets in the station wagon. But the most interesting thing, the reason these grandmas stick out, even though they are driving around at 3 in the morning, is that they all wear surgical masks. Now, people wear surgical masks a lot, right?
So they're driving around. Let me get this straight.
Sure.
Yeah. So you've got three grandmas driving around.
It's like 3 years later.
In Centerville at 3 o'clock in the morning with surgical masks on.
By the way, Centerville goes to sleep at about 10 o'clock at night, every night. If you are out driving from, at 3 a.m., you're the only car in Centerville that's moving except for one other one. Uh-huh. And it's the grandmas.
Now, you say that they all sit in the station wagon, which is a three-row station wagon.
Yeah.
So is this like the jump seat?
Yes.
So we've got a grandma
the
in the jump seat.
The old school, like, 70s jump seat? Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And they all sit on one side in a single file.
Yes.
So it's like the driver, then the person immediately behind the driver, and then the person immediately behind that person.
And a child screaming in the back.
Oh, okay.
So
that's new.
And that is the three grandmas.
Because I got home from my mission, and my buddy says, you have to see the grandmas. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He showed me a video where he got out of the car because they were following. Every night, they would go see these grandmas, and the grandmas would stop by the side of the road and just stare at these,
so they're driving. It is kind of a creepy visual when you think about this old station wagon driving past you, and then the three grandmas in their surgical masks all turning their heads.
No, they all turn at the same time, like, and they look like beaks because they're surgical masks.
Yeah.
And this was actually caught on video. I have a lot of friends that are mad at me because my buddy has this video, and it's, literal proof, but I can't provide it right now. So if you're listening, please give me the video.
Yeah.
But seriously, I went and I saw these three grandmas, and they're driving on the wrong side of the road. They're crisscrossing like crazy. Yeah. They see us and they kind of turn down a road, and then we start following them and they start following us. Right?
At the same time.
Well, no, I'm saying
we
bugged these undead grandmas and they started following us. But they have a territory that they stay in.
Of course they do.
Well, at least with we saw them in this area. But there were a few times where they would come outside the territory, especially if we were stopped, for example, to help my friend fix. I mean, her car broke down just outside their territory at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And called us and said, guys, I need you to take me home. She only lived about 5-10 minutes away, I need you to take me home. And so we drive to go get her. This is after we saw the grandmas. We drive to get her, and we're looking at her hood. We're like, we can't fix this. We're not men. And so we said, get in the back.
We're not men.
Yeah. I can just see this right now. Well, get in the back. We're in grandma territory. Got to go.
No, Brandon, we weren't in grandma territory. That's why we weren't worried. But we said, get in the back. We'll take you home. She gets in the car. We drive to the stop sign. The grandmas drive by really slow. No, I am not kidding you.
Yeah, I think he's lying.
No, I kid you not. I will pinky swear you guys like crazy.
Okay.
My cousin just wrote me on Facebook and says, I will back up the story of the pale old ladies. if you need me to.
Oh, so she doesn't... Is it a he or a she?
It's a he.
It's a he. He doesn't call them the three grandmas.
The pale old ladies, which actually sounds creepier.
It sounds a little scary.
He calls them Kenny's, you know, that Kenny's story.
Yeah,
it sounds
a little like... No, here's the thing. We thought it was so cool. We would bring girls on purpose. We'd play this kind of
and
music.
And you have personally seen the three grandmas.
Dozens of times. And every single night. I'm talking on a Sunday night,
on a Tuesday night,
the middle of winter, in the middle of summer. Any night we went, it'd be 3:45. We'd be like, "Dang it, we didn't see the grandmas." All of a sudden, you see the lights come down the street. We're like, "Oh no!"
Well, can I just tell you? Every time I'm in Los Angeles now, and I see a little old Chinese or Japanese or
an
Asian lady with a surgical mask on driving a car, it's always like, "It's one of the three grandmas."
Oh God. So this is a VH1 Behind the Three Grandmas story. You know, have you seen in the back in Kenny's backyard? He's got this old white station wagon.
He's one of the three. It's like Scream.
He and his four high school buddies were never seen together, really, during this time period.
All I'm saying is if we take people on this Indiegogo campaign, we are going to rent a white station wagon and dress people up as grandmas.
Because you're not leaving them
their money's worth.
No, I gotcha.
They might be dead. It's been 5 years since I've seen them.
Uh-huh. How are we on calls? Did we lose everybody?
I am so sorry, everyone.
That's
good. A long
story. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, it's podgoblin.com. Welcome to it. Who's this?
This is Jordan.
Jordan! Hey, Jordan! How are you, man?
Yeah, long-time listener, long-time caller, buddy.
Damn right. It's good to have you, buddy. It's good to have you back on the show. Welcome to it. So, Jordan, a couple things we have to ask you here. First of all, scariest movie of all time?
There's two of them that I'm thinking. Poltergeist and the Bear Witch Project.
I think that's a half a vote for each.
We're going to count it for Poltergeist.
Poltergeist? If somebody had a gun to your head, Jordan, and said pick one, which one would it be?
Poltergeist.
I don't
know, but Casey's performance in the Bear Witch.
I was going to say, did he say Bear Witch?
Oh, the Bear Witch.
Bear Witch.
Oh, the Bear Witch Project. Oh. You know, can I just tell you?
That was pretty scary.
I went back and watched that with Spinari, who had absolutely no memory of this because he was so little.
Yeah.
I was kind of impressed. It's actually kind of funny. I did the editing on it and stuff like that. And I by the time it was done, I was like, this is just the worst thing ever. I can't believe we're actually putting this out. But my grandparents, they're both gone. They're no longer with us now, sadly. But they make an appearance in it. A lot of the early members of 107.5, The End.
Terry the Bull was in it.
Terry the Bull Mathano was in it. They're all in it. All of the early people. Andrea was in it. Pete May, announcer boy. We like to call him. He was in it. A lot of very talented, very gifted people that mean an awful lot to me were in that. And you can go check it out on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yep.
And it won some sort of prize. It won a prize in the Chicago Short Film Festival.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Which is weird. I didn't enter it.
The prize it won was a large bucket of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Like the worst short film ever, I think is what it won. Okay, Jordan.
Really quick.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you thanks for... keep an eye on Allison in Seattle and up at
in Spokane. Fort Allison, Douglas. Yeah, Allison comes on the road with us. She actually follows us like we're the Grateful Dead or something like that, which is awesome.
She's not stalking you in particularly. She's just going there.
Well, you know what? We love having her around, and I can't tell you how nice it is when you're in a city and you don't know a single person. And it's Brad, Spinari, and myself on the road, and we don't know anybody. And you see a friendly face come walking in. It's like the greatest thing ever.
No. Let me take it to the next level. It's when you walk into an unfamiliar location surrounded by unfamiliar people, and they see not groupies, but people from your location in their location. That legitimizes you.
Oh, well, from a business standpoint, it's great. But from a personal standpoint, it just makes you feel not quite so homesick.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome to have her with us. So tell her thanks for us, will you?
Not a problem. She's listening right now, actually. She's probably laughing hysterically.
Yeah, she probably is, actually. Aww. She probably
is. She's drunk.
Yeah, and she got a ticket like Brad did up in Seattle.
Yeah,
so
that was fun. I really need to pay that.
Jordan, you still haven't paid it?
I really haven't.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So
probably
much
up to like $500. And,
yeah,
you know,
don't mess with that.
I've got a warrant out. We can't go back to Washington.
The cops are high. It doesn't matter.
I think we're going back pretty soon, dude.
I know, that's the problem.
Okay, so Jordan, do you have a ghost story that you want to share with us?
I don't.
You don't, okay. Totally okay, buddy. No, that's totally okay. We appreciate you listening. Thanks, man.
We'll
see you later.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, yep. See you later. Okay, next call. Hey, did we lose him?
They hung up.
They hung up.
Aww.
Okay.
They got we a took too
long.
Patient.
We're sorry it took too long. Kenny took forever.
Kenny's long-winded.
We blame it on Kenny.
I told you it's not a good idea to let me talk.
Okay, we're doing a couple of things here. We want your calls, 470-570-670.
What?
I'm just kidding. I wanted to see how many of you would answer
that. That was awesome.
They didn't even bat an eye.
I was like, I didn't quite get it either.
See, they didn't even bat an eye.
It was so normal. I'm like, oh, wait, whoa.
By the way, was anyone else confused? Like, what number should I call if I'm calling from a cell phone?
Yeah.
670?
670, yeah. No, I don't know what that was. Yeah. Here's the actual numbers. I was expecting you, like, prairie dogs, like heads to shoot up. You guys didn't even bat an eye.
No, it felt normal.
Yeah, you're so used to hearing that. Okay, here we go. It's 801-430-9564. That's 801-430-9564. 801-783-2249. Give us a call right now.
You can also find those numbers on podgoblin.com.
Yep. And all over our social media. They're right. Absolutely everywhere. We want your ghost stories right now. And we also want to know what you think is the scariest movie of all time. Hit us up, will you please? Let's go to the phones. Hello, it's podgoblin.com. Welcome to it. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mikey.
Mikey, welcome to the show. What's first of all, before we get into this, Mikey, what's your scariest movie of all time?
You know, I really want to see The Changeling. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
That's a non-vote.
It's a non-vote.
I'm gonna have to go with The Conjuring, because demonology like scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, it does us too, dude. It does us too.
So what are we at for The Conjuring now?
That's 10 votes for The Conjuring.
It's not even close.
Wow.
It's 10.
Now, you guys, I should say in fairness, The Changeling has won every single year we have done this.
Where are my peeps at?
I know.
Every single... Yeah, I've been doing this longer than Spinari has been alive. I've been doing this topic every Halloween.
That's true.
And every single year, it has been The Changeling, hands down. Brendan and Kenny predicted, and I was surprised at this, that you guys said The Conjuring is going to overtake it this year. We will have a new champion this
year.
That's
exactly what we said.
Yeah, and it's so far, it's not even close. Yeah. I think it's like 2-10 so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more vote for The Conjuring. Got you down. Okay, do you have a ghost story for us, Mikey?
I do. Actually, the only time I've ever seen a full apparition, I went trick-or-treating one night on Halloween with my friend, and we went to this house that we knew was haunted, and it was actually a little old lady who lived there by herself, and we knocked on the door. There was no answer, but the light turned on.
Yeah.
And her car was gone, and as nobody ever came to the door, so we turned away and walked away, and then the light on the upstairs came on, and there was a man staring at us through the window.
Ooh.
What? Scared the crap out of me.
Was it an old man?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. He was probably about 60, 70 years old.
And you don't know for sure if it was a ghost or if it was like an actual dude or what the deal was?
No, because we've heard stories about this house, and the lady always said that when she would leave, she'd come home, the lights were turned on, the oven was on, the microwave was on, the faucets were running. And, yeah, we knew the house was haunted, but, yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Fair enough. All right. Hey, thanks, Matt. We appreciate the call, dude. Happy Halloween, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Okay, we've got more calls lining up again. Hello to podgoblin.com. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Chunga, it's Allison.
Allison, how are you?
Oh, I am doing good. How are you guys doing?
Really, really good. So, Allison, did we get your scary movie already?
Did what?
No, I don't think we did. What's your all time scariest movie, Allison?
Dude, Conjuring. I literally peed my pants with my friend. Like, we both peed our pants that night.
You literally peed your pants?
Okay.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, I will openly admit it. I literally peed my pants because that movie scared the crap out of me.
Now, hold on a second. Did you see it?
Or the pee out of you.
Did you see it at home or did you go see it in the theater?
We saw it at home.
Okay. I think it's so much scarier to watch that movie at home.
Yeah.
So much worse at home.
It was 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. A terrifying movie. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Now, Allison, do you have a ghost story for us?
Honestly, my ghost story has to be with Fort Douglas and what happened there. Like, honestly, that was probably the scariest thing ever.
I guess we could tell that story
now.
We were going to hold off on this. I've been.
Yeah, I'll hold off on it, but
I'll call
later for those details.
No, it's okay. We can. I guess we can tell it now, Allison. You were standing right next to Brad and Spinari,
and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were at Fort Douglas, and we were standing in an area that is restricted typically, and this area has a lot of headstones that are from the Civil War era. A lot of these were Civil War soldiers or base employees that happened to die on the base and are buried nearby in the Civil War section of the Salt Lake Cemetery.
And you don't realize what they are until you stand over them and kind of look down and read what's on them. Then you go,
Oh my goodness. Well, these are back in the day, they would make these headstones out of sandstone because it was so prevalent. But 150 Utah weather cycles kind of put these things in a really, really perilous position. And so people had to, from Fort Douglas, had to go unearth these headstones and replace them with standard kind of square marble headstones. And they've taken them in to try and save them and restore them in this room. Well, also in this room, there's a lot of human remains in this room because they were excavating and doing some archaeological digs around the Fort Douglas area, and they have found tons and tons of bones, lots of bones. They're trying to figure out if they're from soldiers, if they're from Indians, who they're from.
And I walk into the room, and Chunga's just pointing, like, casually, and this is a box of human remains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
Yeah, well, one thing that we didn't really draw a whole lot of attention to is that there were shelves, these freestanding racks and shelves, and they were covered with tarps. And all of those shelves were also full of human remains. People were walking around the unearthed, hundreds of unearthed bodies. So there was... Yeah, there was a lot of energy in that room. Well, Ben Hansen, who is the star of Factor Faked, he had his brothers with him, and they were with Allison and Brad and Spinari and a whole bunch of our guests. And we have had a problem at Fort Douglas with two entities that we feel are demonic. We feel they are. Now, Jess, after this latest ghost hunt, you were kind of skeptical after last year.
Yeah.
What's your read this year?
I think they possibly could be. I don't know. They're pretty dark.
And very, very strong.
Yeah.
Very, very, very strong. And Josh Hansen, bless his heart, goes into this room with all these human remains and starts provoking these things. And it was getting so bad, and it was draining. He was telling these things, hey, drain our energy. You can come home with this. I mean, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Like to the point of kind of pissing us
like
off.
Like everything you should not do on a ghost hunt.
Yeah,
now, it should be, it needs to be clear. I love Josh. We get along great. I get along great with his brother, Luke, who's interested in music production. And we always have a lot to talk about. And of course, Ben and I are longtime best friends. Okay. So, I've got Josh there, and at one point you saw this. It was draining me in particular so bad. I said, "Hey, Josh, you got to stop, man. You got to stop. Something is going wrong. I can barely stand. I'm dizzy. I have a splitting headache, and I feel like I'm going to throw up. You have to stop." And we had an SB7 spirit box, which is like a little transistor radio that sweeps radio frequencies every couple of seconds. I'm sure everybody has seen them on TV, and this thing is swearing and using profanity and all kinds of things are coming out of the spirit box. And so Josh listened to me and he stopped provoking this thing. And then the spirit box stopped talking. And I think Josh feeling like, well, we have an audience. We've got people around us. We, you know, they're all paying to be here. We want to make sure that they get some good data. All of these people were kind of standing there. And I think Josh said, no, I've got to get some results. So as I'm kind of trying to get my balance, he started back up again. And I don't really remember a whole lot after that.
Well, from what I remember is that he started provoking it again after we had stopped and, you know, we're sitting there listening, you know, trying to get everything back together. And he starts up again. You literally kind of like I don't think Brad was sitting on a chair paying attention to his phone. The other girl was sitting behind us with the teacher.
Oh, there was a teacher there, and the teacher was like, the teacher told me, we had a school teacher there, and she said, I'm getting really scared. My heart is racing uncontrollably. I'm starting to feel sick. There were a lot of people that were being affected by this.
Just for clarification, Allison, I was watching the ghost radar, which actually was quite active.
It was extremely active.
Okay.
And Brad kept saying over and over again, he kept saying, Chunga, it's right next to you. It's right next to you. Now, when I started getting really, really sick, I said, Brad, where is it? And he said, it's gone. And that's when I went, oh, hell, it's inside me. Because it wasn't showing up, and I could barely stand up at this point. And
yeah, at that point, I think that's where I started shaking, like, Chung, are you okay? You know, and then I think that's when I came in and was like, we got to stop. We got to stop now.
So the next thing I know, I'm out on the front lawn. I don't really remember a whole lot about it. I know that Brad had a tremendous energy drain. Josh had a tremendous energy drain. Spinari was sick. Allison, you had a big problem while you were in there. There was probably about 10 to 12 people that were affected by this thing.
I fell asleep for 10 minutes.
What?
Oh, now see, oh, I didn't know.
No, you didn't know that?
He was asleep.
Like, no, that's...
When we all went out, I went up and laid down, because I was like just exhausted for some reason. I laid down for a second while you guys were kind of shaking out. I fell asleep for 10 minutes.
Huh. Okay, now see, I didn't... That's a new one. I didn't know about that. So we did have a psychic that was there. She's like, this thing has now become attached to you. It has entered your body. I really kind of discounted it, to be honest with you. I was discounting what she said. I said, you know, I don't know. Hold on one second. Oh, I think we're okay. Anyway. And I said, no, I'm okay. So I said to Spinari, here, give me some gear, and I'm going to go back inside. So Spinari starts handing me a bunch of gear, and I couldn't talk, and my arms and my legs weren't really – I didn't have my motor functions. And I started dropping stuff all over the lawn, and I turned to Kenny and said, I need help.
Yeah.
And this, I'm really embarrassed. No,
embarrassed there. Yeah. You could tell you were the weakest I've ever seen you. And you're like, I don't, you know, this is so bad. And I'm so embarrassed in front of everyone. We're all like, don't be embarrassed. This is not a good thing.
Yeah. And I turned to Kenny and I said, I need help.
Yeah.
I have, for lack of a better term, gone into the belly of the beast. I don't know how many times. I really don't talk about it. Brendan doesn't talk about it. I've taken part in exorcisms. I've been in some of the scariest stuff you can possibly imagine and have never had anything like this happen. So I turned to Kenny and said, I need a blessing. I need help, and I need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started looking around for a safe place. I said, where is Brad? I need help. Get Brad. I need some help. So Spinari's looking around for Brad. Brad is nowhere to be found.
Because he was sleeping.
Next thing I know,
this is a little later.
Next thing I know, I had to get a blessing right there at the ghost hunt, which physically hurt at first, which is terrifying to think about. But as the blessing started, I was shaking as though I had the flu. And about 30 seconds into the blessing, I was light as a feather and felt totally fine. Totally true story. There were many people there that saw it.
Spinari, and I was like, dude, take it back. I might need that blessing. So Kenny ended up coming out there, and he had to give me one too, just because I felt so sick. I literally could not stand. I was shaking, and my heart was racing like none other. Like, I've never felt that sick before.
And the blessing that I got, nobody knew that I was getting this. I mean, we kind of went out of the way so that people on the ghost hunt didn't know. But it was terrifying. It was the single scariest thing that has ever happened to me on a paranormal investigation ever. Brendan has had problems in the past.
Yeah.
Greg has had problems in the past. I've had problems that I thought were big until this happened. And this was absolutely terrible. I had to get another empath. I had to get Jess and Angela, both empathic, and said, you guys can't leave my side the entire time. And Jess was like, I can feel it. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
I'm staying right here until this thing is gone.
And seeing with me, like, I feel nothing like that. I mean, I never feel things like that. But even that night, looking at you, I have never seen you like that.
Oh, it was... this is the hardest thing in the world to explain, because if it's not happening to you, it's just some dude coming through the computer.
Yeah, it's hard to explain to anybody what it's like. Yeah. You can't.
It was
like
awful.
A lack of words.
And it took me about 2 days to recover, where I was really scared. I mean, really scared. I knew the thing had attached to me, and I knew that it was going to stay attached until I got a blessing, until it was going to be, you know, that's the only way it could be gone. And I went right to Kenny and said, help, 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 help. You know, and Gary and Kenny, luckily they were there, and, you know, and luckily they're men of God, because... That was awful.
Well,
that's a loose term.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, though.
But then the very next night, Brendan had a problem. The very next night.
Yeah. In the same building, because I wasn't in that building the first night.
Yeah. I didn't go back into that building after that happened. I actually did not go back into the building. Did we lose all of our callers? Yeah, because we've just been on so long. And so I apologize to you guys. We may have to kind of back this up and try this again.
By the way, I should remind everyone, hopefully you're still there. I heard that if you didn't reload the page after our break, the show didn't start again. So make sure to reload the page. I put it on the Podgoblin Facebook
okay,
as well.
Okay, yeah, hopefully people are reloading and they're coming back.
After every hour.
We're kind of learning this as we go, so we apologize. But yeah, scary stuff. You know, I woke up the next morning after our second night when you had the problem, Brendan, and I didn't go back. And had about 15 direct messages on Facebook saying something's wrong.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of people that were really negatively affected by that building.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, that first night, my station was in a completely different building. I had nothing happen that night in that building. The second night, you put me in that building because you wouldn't go back.
No.
And I mean, I thought I was coming down with a cold on my way there. I was kind of stuffy and, you know, nothing to, you know, just a regular cold.
Mm-hmm.
The second we start that investigation, it was like the most ear-piercing pain you could ever imagine. If you've ever been a diver, and you get, you know, once you go down really deep and you get that pressure, nonstop pressure in my right ear to the point where I was incoherent. I couldn't tell. Somebody would be talking to me. I had no clue what they were saying.
Here's the other. So you were losing control of your motor skills.
Absolutely,
Same kind of thing. You were also very agitated and very aggressive with people.
I was mad.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I heard from a lot of people. Yeah, more so than usual.
Not always mad.
I had to push him, because Brendan and I were doing the room together. I had to push him out of the building several times. He kept trying to come back in. I'm like, no, you're not meant to be here. In fact, you're not helping anyone or yourself by being here.
So you took him out of the building.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, you've got to understand, in all of the decades that I've done this, I've been ghost hunting for, I don't know, 20-something years. It's been a very long time I've been doing this. It goes back to even before we actually called it ghost hunting. You know, it goes way back to when I was a kid and stuff. And I've can really only count two times where something really, well, three times really frightening has happened. Two of them have been at Fort Douglas. Really, really, really terrifying stuff.
It's the only place I've had any sort of believable interactions.
Where you're like, oh my gosh.
Everywhere else has just been kind of fun to watch everybody do their thing. But
that one is...
Fort Douglas is a good one.
I'll be really honest with you. I don't know if I can go back. There are many people that have said that. Jess has said that. There have been several people that have said, I don't know if I can go back to that location.
It seems like it follows you every single time you go.
Yeah.
It seeks you out.
And you guys said... Allison had said this, Jess had said this, that when I left, the room would totally change.
Well, I stayed. I stayed after you left that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely changed.
So it's almost like it knows when I'm there.
It completely changed.
Wow.
It was calm. It was
terrifying.
A little bit more peaceful than...
But it did,
you
know, the second night, we did have a problem the second night, but Brendan was taken down very, very quickly. Several others. The psychic was overcome with something and went wandering off into the sprinklers, fully dressed, wandering around out in the sprinklers on Fort Douglas. So there was a lot of really weird stuff that happened.
I think she actually had a seizure that night, too.
She did?
Yeah.
She had a seizure that night. And it should be noted that I did get home that night and both nostrils were just caked with blood, just full of blood. So something really bad happened in that room because I don't bleed. I don't get nosebleeds. I never bleed. I've got very thick skin. I just don't bleed ever. So, yeah, scary stuff. Allison, thank you so much for calling. We'll see you later.
No problem.
Okay,
see you guys.
Okay, so do we have any call? We're going to have to keep this going. We're probably going to have to reset this whole thing and try again.
Let's give the phone numbers again just real quick.
We'll give out the phone numbers again. We would love your calls. We got really stuck on a really long story there that we were going to save to the next hour. 801-430-9564. 801-430-9564 and 801-783-2249. 801-783-2249. We want you to give us a call right now as you're hanging out and having your Halloween parties and carving your pumpkins and sitting around the computer. I know there's a lot of families that are doing that very thing right now tonight and having fun.
After that second night, after Brendan left,
yes.
It was me kind of leading this room, and I'm typically bait.
Yeah, like, more or less, we do.
I don't know what I'm doing. You know, so we started doing the Echo Vox, and, you know,
the Echo Vox is a new device that we use. A lot of people don't know what that is.
And it basically records ambient noise, or at least transmits it to you.
imagine reading between the lines, the old saying, read between the lines.
Yeah.
This reads between the sound waves.
And it basically goes, and then you
hear.
That's
kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. So Brendan leaves, and I have the room. We all introduce ourselves, and then we start asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a male and female voice that were coming through pretty clearly.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they were arguing, and I was like, you know, what's wrong? Why did you make Brendan leave? And it called him a dummy.
And I'm like, Brendan a dummy.
And everyone in the room goes, huh? Did it just call him a dummy? And I go, I don't know. We're kind of laughing. And I go, no, seriously, what's your problem with Brendan? And then you hear the man's voice goes, he's stupid. And then the woman says, and weak.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. I didn't hear about this till I came back in the room. I mean, I was gone. So it was,
it was talking smack on you when you weren't there.
No, it definitely was.
And was this the same thing that called me out? I heard that there was something that called me out.
No, yeah, it actually, in that same one, it said, it said your name in multiple variations several times.
Chunga or my real name?
Both.
Both.
It also said it in Portuguese. So.
Yeah.
Wow, that's random.
What? Yeah.
La Chunga.
Chunga.
Wow.
That's spicy.
No, it did. It did.
I don't know. I can say this is going to sound very dramatic, and I don't mean for it to. I can't, in good faith, take people back there.
You don't think?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
How many blessings had to be handed out? How many people were sick?
I
woke up the next morning with everybody just going, hey, there's something in my car. I heard everything from something grabbed me as I was walking in my house to help me, something's in my car. To you know,
seeing you that first night and the way I felt that second night, I mean, I almost kind of how you were on the first night. Should we maybe just call this now?
Shoot.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but our first group, there was a woman who was like, I've come on like four of these investigations and I don't get anything. And she's like, I'm a skeptic. And I'm like, then why do you keep coming? She's like, well, it's fun. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. And then, so we're introducing ourselves, and she goes, hey, I'm a skeptic. And then, actually, here, I'll wrap this up real quick, so we do have a call.
Oh, we got people waiting.
But she's the last one to leave. I would call it the hell building. She's the last one to leave, and this is right when Jess was saying that the energy levels were growing really, really high.
Yeah.
Last one to walk up the stairs, and something grabs her pants and pulls.
Oh, we were there. I was there with her.
Yeah.
And she was a skeptic. She's like, this never happens. I go on all these.
And so I talked to her after. And I go, are you still a skeptic? And she goes,
I did not know this.
No, and she goes, are you happy? Are you satisfied? She goes, I wish that didn't happen.
No, that was pretty when you and I were like,
oh, yeah, that was downstairs. And I said, we should probably get everyone out, because it's building for something.
People are calling, hang on the line, don't go anywhere. But yeah, this thing was swirling, and I had Jess with me, and it was swirling around us. And Jess and I said at the same time, not knowing what the other was going to say, it's swirling around us. We both made the circular motion with our finger at the same time. We could both feel it. And then I said, do we call it? What do we do, Jess? And she goes, hold on a second. And we had been getting through the spirit box all night long. How many spirits are here? 15, over and over and over again. And then it switched. And that was like my little fail safe. I said, how many spirits are here with us? And it said 2.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew we were in trouble. And so I got verification again. And I said, what was that? Say that again. How many spirits are here with us? And it said 2 very clearly, and Jess said, it's time to call it. We got to get out of here. And right then she got grabbed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to a call.
So scary. Yeah, let's go to the phones here. Hello, podgoblin.com. Who's this?
It's Holly.
Holly, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
So, Holly, first of all, let's find out what your scariest movie of all time is.
Well, I already voted online. So
you did?
Okay.
You voted online. Okay. All right. So, do you have a ghost story for us, Holly?
Well, I do, and I was also part of your investigation on Friday.
Oh, you were? Were you in the room when something bad happened?
Well, I was in your first group that was down there with you with the tombstones, and we had a couple demons talking to us down there.
Yeah, that's when it started, was in that first group, yep.
Yes. But then I actually had a pretty crazy experience, because our next stop was out there at the chunk from 9/11.
Yeah, right.
And I had pretty crazy experience out there. I mean, I have a ton of ghost stories. I've had things happen to me a lot, but that one was really different for me because we were kind of standing all in a semicircle around that, you know, chunk of concrete, and I didn't know the psychic was there at the time, sitting there.
Right.
And, you know, I just kind of sat there, and I just all of a sudden, and I was just giddy. I was really excited to do this ghost hunt. I had just left that room with you.
Yeah.
I had an ear-to-ear grin. I was pretty stoked. Everything was really exciting, and there was a lot happening.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was happening.
Yeah, and I'm all excited to be standing by this block, and you know, whatever. And you know, the gal that was leading the investigation out there is talking, and I'm kind of all of a sudden zoning out, and all of a sudden this huge wave of sadness just hit me like I've never felt before. Mm. I've, you know, heard on TV, on the shows, people say when emotions take them over, and it just hit me, and just all of a sudden I just felt this sadness, and I could see in the back of my mind, you know, that third eye thing, which I didn't understand until that night.
Yeah.
This little boy, and he was just telling me he didn't understand, and he was really sad.
You saw a little boy. Sad.
I saw a little boy, but I didn't see him.
You felt him. Okay.
Yeah, I felt him. And so all of a sudden, I just started bawling. I mean, I was just crying. I'm standing there. Everyone in my group was like, what is wrong with this chick? And I ended up having to, like, break away and walk away because it overtook me, and I wasn't expecting it. It was, like, totally... Anyway, it was an experience like I've never had before. You know, I've watched the show.
Well, you know what's really
experiences.
You know what's really interesting about what you're saying is that you're saying stuff that is very uniform with what many other people on both of those nights have said, and you have no idea. We had many people burst into tears at several different places. One of which was the place that you're just talking about just now, and a couple other places where they were like, I can't even figure out why this is happening.
We had a couple of people who couldn't go back to that World Trade Center chunk at all.
They couldn't even go near it.
See, I felt like that was the most peaceful area in the whole entire place.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For clear reason, there's sadness.
You know what was really funny is that I didn't say anything about what I saw or felt, other than they just saw me crying, and I walked back, and the psychic was talking about the seven spirits or the eight spirits that she said inhabited that stone, and I looked at her, and I said, is there a child? And she said, yeah, a little boy named Ethan who's six, and that's exactly what I saw. It was like a 5 or 6-year-old little boy in my head. And so that was like, that just totally tripped me out because that's, and she said that he really liked the blue glow necklace that she had on. And I had a blue glow necklace on as well. And I thought, well, I wonder if that's why he approached me, because I was standing closest to the stone and I had a bright blue.
That kind of gives me chills. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it was amazing too at the same time that something completely overtook my emotions. I had no control. Like I went from super happy to just this overwhelming sadness and confusion, and then I just started crying out of nowhere. And then, you know, once I walked away, took a minute, and then I was fine.
Well, it's really, really interesting because I can't even count how many people I had to say, listen, just come out here, sit on this bench, take a breather for a minute, with tears, just full-blown tears. Like, I can't figure this out. It's just tears. And there was talk that there was something akin to a vortex in one of the buildings that was kind of a portal that was drawing all of these spirits through the veil or whatever you want to call it. But I'm kind of the opinion that that entire property, mm-hmm. those grounds...
Well, I think that new museum seemed to have a lot of energy in it.
Well, that yeah. we refer to that now as the Hell Building, is what we call that now.
Did you ever get to investigate the poker room? Because when I was in there, we didn't go back in there and investigate because we ran out of time.
The poker room was an area that Brendan and Spinari and I had investigated on our own. Earlier when we did the walkthrough to kind of learn where we wanted to put you guys.
Yeah.
For every ghost hunt that we do, there's an advance team that's usually three people. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's Kenny, sometimes it's Brendan. But in this case, it was Brendan, Spinari, and myself, and we all went in as the advance team to kind of take a look at the buildings and figure out where we wanted the locations to be. And we had gone into the poker room at that point, and it literally made me nauseous to stand in there. So... we knew that it was going to be a good location for everybody to go and check out. Plus, we spent about an hour in there learning about the history of it, which we have to do so that we can tell you guys.
Yeah.
So so it wasn't necessary for me to go in there, but I really am glad that a lot of people got to go in there. There's a room in Fort Douglas, they call it the Poker Room, which is in the basement of what will be the new museum. And it's completely untouched by time. It was walled off for a while. And so it's completely in its original state from 1868. And original floors, original walls, original bearing trusses, everything is as it was. And that's where the guards and the enlisted men that were watching over the POWs and the barracks and stuff like that, they would go there and eat, talk about dames, and smoke and drink and play poker. And that's why we call it the poker room. But yeah, a lot of energy in there for sure. Yeah, really, really scary place.
One other side note, I mean, and I know you touched on this before, and I'm sure other people have, but... You know, I had a lot of, I actually lived in a house that was very haunted and had a lot of crazy experiences. But the one thing that really brought some people that were skeptics around is when one of the experiences I had when my dog could see the spirit and actually had her, you know,
Yeah, animals are, dogs and cats can do that really, really interestingly.
So I just think that's a, you know, it would be interesting, I think, to take or get an animal that was trained or train an animal to go on ghost hunts.
I've actually worked on training my dogs.
I have an
EM pump, and I've been teaching them how to actually
to recognize
sense
that energy,
electromagnetic.
How's it working?
It works pretty well.
Does it really?
When the EM pump works, because it's homemade.
Listen, we're going to try, and we have to reload here. We have to do this once an hour.
I feel like we need to play Letters to Brennan with the possessed dog.
Well, I want to say thanks, you guys, because I had a great time at the ghost hunt on Friday, and I'd love to do it again.
Thanks, Holly. Thank you so much. Listen, we are keeping this. We'll see you later. Happy Halloween. We are keeping this going. We may actually extend this if you guys are willing to do it. We may actually extend this for a little bit. Here's the way this works. I think we lost some people, and if we did, we're terribly sorry.
No, my wife said that she was listening and just kept it on the same line, but since we reloaded the phone lines...
You have to actually
reload your page.
You have to refresh your entire page.
So I put this on our Facebook, but you know, if you're listening now, reload in about 5-6 minutes.
Yep.
We'll try again.
And we're going to be taking more calls. The Conjuring is running away with it. I don't even know why we should even continue.
No,
but
come on.
We want your ghost stories, and we're going to be playing some EVPs coming up, and we've got the Haunted Mansion soundtrack. So a lot of reasons for you to keep listening here. Again, the numbers, 801-430-9564, 801-430-9564. 801-783-2249. Those are the two different numbers that you can call to reach us. We're going to want your ghost stories. We're going to be back in about 5 minutes. Keep it here. Be sure to refresh your page. This is podgoblin.com Halloween special.